bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. Come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Hour number two, the best hour of Way Back Wednesday. Songs pre-2009.
Yeah, really?
Stepping up.
I'll be
well,
the judge of that.
That kind of thing. Speaking of that, how about our Sugarland Skeeters? Skeeters stepping up. They've advanced once again to the Atlantic League Championship Series, and they're going to face the Long Island Ducks at Constellation Field. Game three, Friday night, 6:30 p.m. You want to be there? We got a four-pack of tickets to see this big game, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN, caller 14. You get a four-pack of tickets to see the game. Tickets only 10 bucks for close-to-the-action field box seats. Happy hour starts when the gates open at 5. Tickets and game information, if you don't win them here, SugarlandSkeeters.com. Good luck to the Skeeters this weekend against Long Island, the Ducks.
That's a good, that's a fun night out. Good luck to whoever wins that.
It's a great stadium.
Yeah, it really is. That's a lot of fun.
Nick Kibitz is in the...
he does. He's highfalutin,
though. In the Constellation Field skyboxes.
Yeah.
That's where he likes to hang.
Yeah, that's how he is. He's highfalutin. What can you say?
I didn't say hang and bang, Nick. I just said hang.
What?
That's what I... You know, okay.
Why did you bring up hang and bang?
Well, because he's a single guy.
Oh, well, thanks for
he's got
it
chicks
weird.
On. If he's got chicks in the party that he's hanging with,
you always got to bring up his sex life
because he's a single guy. I live vicariously through Nick in some ways. I want him to keep doing what he does.
You're not.
Have you seen my wife? She's almost.
What is that supposed to mean?
She's 9 months pregnant. Oh, and I told you I'm not doing that.
You know, for a guy who worries about.
And by the way, I want you to finish that. But the 409 guy that always says. God, you should have pulled out. You know what? Guess what? I didn't for a reason, and I've got the hot wife, so just get over it. Thank you. Go ahead.
For a guy that always worries about his wife hearing certain things, you sure do make a lot of
she knows this. We've discussed
fat pregnant this. Jokes about her and don't care.
I'm afraid of giving the kid a concussion.
I'm just saying in general, if my wife was pregnant, the last thing I would be doing is making pregnant jokes or fat jokes about her.
Oh, no, there's no fat jokes.
I mean, you.
But I will say this, though.
Nick.
She.
He's made a couple.
She will.
Be honest.
Well, that's teammates that have my back. She will.
I didn't say a word.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't say a word.
He's never,
I know you didn't
ever,
this time.
Ever. Is that enough? Ever made a joke.
Like, she'll joke with me now because, you know, I call that belt that she's supposed to wear the lift kit because she's borderline bed rest.
Yeah, that's
for
what
all
I'm saying.
This.
That's the one I'm referencing.
But, like,
the lift kit.
Yeah, but she'll actually roll out of the bedroom and just to catch me off guard, like, I'll be watching a game and she'll be like, honey, I'm like, yeah, but I won't look at her. And she'll have, like, the shirt pulled up over the belly. And hey, she goes, do you think it's like she's
that's
showing
great.
More? And I'm like, good. God, woman, she's about ready to show up any day now. I just told you the craziest thing is when she's sitting on the couch watching TV and I look over at a profile shot and she'll go, do you see it? And I can see her stomach
moving
from the
freaky kicks
and the whatever.
That's so freaky.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Hey, a couple texts. Let's get these out of the way. First of all, somebody said, did I hear AJ Wright? Y'all are going to carry the Astros game on Friday. What happens to the suspects? Stream only show, or will the game be on the app also? I don't know about the game being on the app or not, because I don't think you can broadcast national games on the app. I don't know. I do know that, yes, we are off air. The game starts at 1 o'clock, so our show will not air on Friday. But no, we are not doing a streaming only show, because we're all going to the game.
We'll be at the game, so
yes.
If you guys want to do a not so stream only show, just let us know where you're sitting, or if you have
come
extra tickets
and,
for us,
yeah.
Let us know. We'll join you.
Somebody want to know? I'm just curious. Do you guys go to haunted houses?
We've had that story. We've had that discussion before.
Yeah, I've never been to a haunted house. I don't.
Well, I
see
you
no
this.
Purpose.
In college, I punched one of the guys that grabbed me at a haunted house.
Yes.
Thinking, yeah, and ever since then, now that this has become more of a thing with more of like the actors and actresses that
right.
actually hands-on in a haunted house, I don't need that. I don't want to be tempted by someone that not only scares me or tries to scare me, but like lays their hands on me. I'm not
doing that. Oh, yeah. No, you touch me at a haunted house.
No, I'm not doing
that. And we're definitely fighting. Hey, didn't Jessica Alba get hepatitis from Derek Jeter? No. No. First of all, I will block you if you say anything disparaging about Jessica Alba. Second of all, she did not get hepatitis from Derek Jeter. It was herpes. Let's see. That's the rumor.
That's
no.
true, though, that she no, was a member
none
of
none of that is true.
The herpes claim.
She did people, date Derek Jeter, though, right?
Yeah, she did. People are saying, oh, Jessica Alba, she has herpes. Shut up, Uber Mike. You're blocked, too.
Boston.com, August 2007.
What? That's a real, like, she actually did?
Jessica Alba, herpes claim.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, she claimed to get it from Jeter?
No, was this in the Jeter?
Or she claimed she has it?
Was it in the, the Jeter gift bag after the deed was done, or...
Man. That's messed up. There's Valtrex in his gift.
You guys have heard that, right?
Yeah,
the gift whole thing. Yeah, yeah. Once you're done,
conquest.
You get a limo ride and a Jeter gift basket.
Are you confirming this or is this a rumor, Nicholas?
This is according to Boston.com. Jessica Alba caught herpes from an ex-boyfriend. It has been claimed. The Fantastic Four star recently voted sexiest woman in 2007. Previously dated New York Yankees baseball star Derek Jeter, and during the relationship, she allegedly contracted the sexually transmitted disease, but they put allegedly, so.
Damn it. Somebody said Jessica Biel greater than Jessica Alba. No, player.
I like Jessica Biel. I might go that route.
No.
I like
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel's hot.
I mean, she's got like a horse face.
Oh, stop.
A horse face?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good way to describe her face.
She's got kind of a horse face.
Let me see.
Look, you're going to tell me that's not a horse face? That's a little bit of
a horse
face.
At all.
That's a lot of horse face. Yeah.
Dang,
That's brutal.
You ruined Jessica Biel for me.
you agree? It's kind of a horse face, right?
You
that's
agree
the prettiest
with that?
Damn horse I've ever seen, though.
But,
I don't think
but
that's
she's
the
got
case.
A bit of a horse face.
Tell Justin Timberlake
look,
that.
If she wanted to do it, I wouldn't be all nay.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, but.
But in the meantime, when you said it, I went.
No, look at just Google she's Jessica hot. Biel. There's like a. Yeah. It's the cheeks. Is it the. Not the cheeks.
It's the. I don't know. It's the whole
thing.
It's
the cheeks match with the nose. This is
I don't
so
know.
Wrong. Who cares?
It's right, but she's got a bit of a. So there you go.
Ask Trey. He'll change his opinion in the middle of a sentence.
Jessica Biel is not hotter.
No, she does that. Well, now that you mention it, maybe.
Okay, I don't have the audio, and maybe we can get it. But at some point, didn't. You were. I think you were telling us off air. This whole Shaq, Dame Lillard diss track stuff.
Yeah, started yesterday.
Somebody asked about it. I'm curious what went down that caused this? Because somebody's like, hey, did you hear this new diss track that Shaq has out?
I believe it all started with Damon Lillard saying that that he was a better rapper than Shaq. And Shaq got wind of it, and so Shaq put out the first diss track, and then everybody's like waiting on Dame going, okay, you gotta respond, gotta respond. And then before practice yesterday, he's like, well, here it is. I got to go to practice now. And just dropped it. But, man. But first of all, both, if you're just going by the diss track and the lyrics and the rap, both are really good.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I had sent it to you guys yesterday to say which one, who you got.
I haven't heard either. I didn't listen to it yet.
Dame went.
How long
Dame
are they?
Went jugular.
Is it long
They're
enough that we can...
They're songs.
Oh, so it's 3 or 4
and
minutes
and
each?
Nick would have to edit. There's
I was
some...
going
to
say, is it enough where we could play them back-to-back on the show? Or is it too long for
I can
that?
Put, I can just play clips Segments, back-to-back yeah. if okay, you want. Yeah, or just, we can just toss the both.
Okay, yeah. Maybe just grab a little bit of each. We'll do that. And if not this hour, in the third hour, that's something to hang around for. But I'm curious. I will be listening and hearing them for the first time, like I'm assuming some of the peeps will. So... But you have a winner, right? You clearly think Dame won?
I think Dame won, but you know, I can tell you why. I think Dame won not only for the lyrics, but I think because he had the right track behind, he had a really good track behind his whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that the beat and everything else and it has something to do with it, but you guys be the judge.
Okay, I will. That'll be interesting.
There you go.
Will and Deer Park earlier when we were talking about Shaq and mm-hmm. his shoe size and yep. whether that correlates to penis size, he said, I just crossed into Texas, flipped on 97.5, and there's Barry talking about Shaq's penis. Glad to be home and see nothing has changed. You and Joel have the best show. Thanks, Will.
Appreciate it, Will. Yeah.
Appreciate you very much for listening.
Without a doubt. I'm just... trying to figure out, because we got Mattress Mac coming up next segment, so yes. That's a big deal. So we're going to talk to him about a lot of stuff. We got to talk to him about his car getting broken into, too.
Yes, I do want to talk to him
about
that.
Lots of things that can be considered sacrilegious in the city of Houston, Texas. One of them is breaking into Mattress Mack's car.
Boy.
That's just not a good deal.
Do you think they knew it was his? Or do you think they got because didn't he have a backpack stolen or something like that?
Well, I know if they were ruffling through his stuff, they wouldn't find backorder slips.
No, you're not going to find any backorder slips in there. But you could you imagine you're like, oh, yo, check out this nice car, smash and grab, crash, break open the window, grab the backpack, run home, unzip it, and be like, oh, damn, this is Mattress Mack stuff.
You could have the entire city on your ass by sundown if that happened.
Like, if you did that to Joel Osteen, everybody's like, oh, well, he deserved it. Just a backpack full of cash.
Send someone out to get him another of everything
request.
That he lost.
Yeah. Just like a backpack full of prayer requests and you know, cries for help.
Keys to the 18 vehicles and whatever.
All that. But, yeah, I can't imagine, like, Max is close to the Pope as we have in this city. What are you doing, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you breaking? I guarantee you they didn't know that that was his car. I would be 99.9% sure.
He doesn't drive a really over-the-top extravagant car or anything like that, so I would think that that's probably true.
Yeah.
That they didn't know it was his car. So we'll catch up with him. I'm looking forward to that. I don't know if it's breaking news, but just news out of the NFL from today. Sad news if you're an Arizona Cardinals fan. Longtime Cardinals owner Bill Bidwell has died, surrounded by his family and loved ones, 88 years old. So Larry Fitzgerald and others have tweeted out the fact that he was very supportive for them. He hired the first black female executive in league history in Adele Harris. The NFL's first black contract negotiator in Bob Wallace and the league's first head coach general manager tandem Dennis Green, Rod Graves. So a lot of people paying homage to Bill Bidwell.
Yes.
So just throwing that out.
Speaking of that, because this is already a down moment.
Yes.
But the sheriff that they're honoring, did you guys hear about Papa John's and the fact that they've sold more pizza than they ever have in any World Series and the Super Bowl? How impressive
cool
is that?
If you didn't hear, Sheriff Dollywald, he passed in the line of duty, and they said that for one night, last night, for all the orders, 100% of the profit was going to be given to his family. And Nora was like, well, I know you're going to be at the improv doing the workshop. She said, I'm going to order a pizza. I was like, that's great. And then I was looking at my neighborhood Facebook page while I was waiting for the workshop to start, just to see if there was an update on the massacre of my lawn.
Yeah.
And which will I have
people want that update.
Yeah,
the way,
they do. But somebody said, if you're going to call the Papa John's in front of the neighborhood, you should definitely do it. But it's a 2 hour wait.
2 to 3 hours by the end of it.
That's awesome. Order your pizza, people. Papa John's.
No, it's done.
It's not.
Oh, they extended it.
No, they extended it through Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Promo code Houston Cares and all profits going directly to Deputy Dollywall's family.
Papa John's, baby. I've never spoke for Papa John's, but you should order for Papa John's today.
That is outstanding. Because they were just doing it last night only.
No, it was. It was. And then when they saw
the success.
You know why?
Because last night was National Neighbors Night Out.
Yeah.
So they thought it would be a perfect thing to combine getting the people together with their local law enforcement, everything like that, and then also support the Dollywall family. And the fact that they've done this, now extended it to Friday. And Keith from Papa John's, who runs the Papa John's locally here, I know him from the days with the Rockets. Really, really great dude. And what better way to just distance yourself from all the national BS that Papa John's had and say, I am Keith from Papa John's Houston, and this is why
we do
what we do here. Yeah. Fantastic move by them. So kudos to them.
Really, really cool.
Definitely. So we're going to take a quick break here, by the way.
I just want to read this text.
Okay.
Because I don't think he's listening, but somebody texted and said Mattress Mack was supposed to talk to Josh Ennis on his podcast, but wouldn't answer the phone. But he's scheduled to talk to y'all. That's cold-blooded.
Not cold blood. It's just smart.
Josh are friends.
Yeah. Just smart is what it is.
We listen. You think we're feeling sorry,
dude? We just do what we do here.
No, we ain't feeling sorry.
So we'll do that next. We'll get Mattress Mack on the phone. We'll talk to him about everything that's been going on, and then we'll continue to roll on after that. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776 HRNP Lister line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Thank you. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go, rolling through the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be in the big city of H-Town, Houston, Texas. You got The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a Wayback Wednesday. And right now we want to bring in a friend of the show, friend of mine, longtime friend of Houston, Jim Mattress Mac McInvale. We talked about it earlier in the show. Mac made a little venture last night to lay down a little wager on his favorite baseball team, the Houston Astros, $3.5 million to bet on the Astros to win it all. So we wanted to get him in here to talk to you guys and tell everybody about what's going on. Mac, what is going on?
Hey, Joel, Barry, and Nick, thanks for having me on the show. It's the Giant Gallery Furniture Win It All, Get It All promotion. If the Astros win the season-ending championships, 11 games to go, and you buy a mattress $3,000 plus at Gallery Furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattress with Sealy or Stearns & Foster, Astros win it all, you get your money back free. So I went and made a little wager yesterday at the Scarlet Pearl Sportsbook, at Scarlet Pearl Casino in Biloxi, Mississippi, Scarlet Pearl and DraftKings Sportbook, $3.5 million to win a profit if the Rockets win it all. The Astros win it all. Of $7 million, $7,300,000, something like that.
So you did it all cash too, didn't you? I like the way I like your style. You just put it in some suitcases and went, you know, if I'm going to do this, I'm bringing cash.
Well, it looked good that way. Actually, I just wired the money. I'm afraid to say they kind of cash. I wired the money, but they took all the money and converted it to cash and gave me a metal suitcase when I got there to take it up to the window and bet the money. So I bet $3,500,000 to get back a total $11,200,000 with the investment.
That's crazy. I don't blame you for being scared, though, especially after having your car broken into. Talk about that a little bit. Who has the audacity to break into your car, of all people? We were just talking about that person's probably going to get beat up if they ever get caught.
Yeah, we had a big issue with that.
Yeah, well, my car is old and it's beat up, and I guess they saw my little backpack in the car, so they broke the window and they took my backpack to hell, my heart medication in it, and my passport, but they forgot to get my Astros playoff tickets in the back seat, so I was happy they didn't get those.
That's fantastic, because I was going to say, and you and I have kidded about this before, but I'm like, I know the mayor's race is coming up, and there's no clear-cut favorite, but I think that you win, it's a landslide, it may even be unanimous. If you just want to make sure that Houston's in good hands for the next, say, 4 or 5 years, I say you just throw your name into the hat. You got the commercials already working where you could just do some campaigning. I think you win mayor hands down.
I don't want to win mayor. I want to win furniture man and mattress man. That's why I've had this tremendous promotion, $3,000 plus. You have to win it all, you get it free. And I've got that $3,500,000 wager yesterday at the good people at Scarlet Pearl Sportsbook in Biloxi, and the lots of wages I made in Nevada, and going to make some more as we continue to cheer on the Astros, win 11 more exciting games, and bring home the championship again this year.
Hey, Mac, did you ever think, because I know when I came to town, you guys basically had like big tents for the showroom. And I know that, was it Letterman that you were on when everything got going and he was running your commercials? Did you ever think it would get this big?
Nah, you know, it's just been 38 years of grinding it out every day and taking care of customers. So, you know, we got bigger showrooms and bigger promotions, but it still all boils down to one thing, taking care of the customer. So it's been a journey of I love Houston. I love supporting the Houston people and the Houston team. So it's been a fun journey the entire 38 years.
Yeah. Was that Letterman, by the way?
I think it was. I've been so many of them, I can't hardly remember.
Yeah.
But all I know is this. The customers get better every year, and we got great customers and great support in the great city of Houston.
Well, at the risk of being redundant, I guess, I think on behalf of Houston, we want to thank you for stepping up again during Imelda and opening up the doors there. Do you feel like that you're kind of almost obligated now because you've been so generous with helping this city? Does it become almost a burden where you're like, man, we've kind of got other things we've got to do and this is unexpected? Or is this something that you're always going to be doing out there at Gallery Furniture?
No, I think that taking care of Houstonians and Texans, that's my wife and I's life work, and that's what we want to do. That's for the type of behavior we want to role model for our children and grandchildren. So it's not a burden. It's a blessing. We've been given much, and to whom much has been given, much is required or expected. I think we all have responsibility for the well-being of the community. We're going to continue to do more than our part, hopefully, to make Houston and Texas a better place to live, work, play, and raise a family.
Well, you've certainly done that. Talk a little bit, too, about the fact that you found a guy that kind of has a lot of the beliefs that you have about Houston and doing right in the community, Alex Bregman. The kid has really stepped up on the field, but long before that, he was working with you guys and trying to do good things as well.
Yeah, Alex is terrific. He suggested we do a turkey giveaway last Thanksgiving for less fortunate people, and we got in like 300 or 400 turkeys. He came out here and carried 50 or 100 of them to the car for the customers, for the people who were receiving the turkeys. He's a great guy, great family, great baseball background. His great-grandfather signed Ted Williams as the manager of the Washington Senators, and his father grew up on Ted Williams' knee. So just a wonderful young man who loves baseball and plays it like he loves it, and he's a terrific player. He deserves to be the MVP hopefully this year.
Well, we know one thing. Whether he's the MVP of the league or not, he's definitely an MVP of this city along with you. We appreciate everything that you do. So we just wanted to say thank you. And, Barry, before
Mac, are you going to be at the game on Friday?
I will be. I'm getting I snuck two of the tickets out of the bag before the employees got them all. So I'm going to go out there and be at the game, and I'll be cheering on our own Houston Astros. Who do you think they're going to be playing?
I'm hoping it's Tampa, but yeah. I'm thinking it's Oakland.
Same.
Either way, it's going to be a tough team, but we got a great team. It's going to be an exciting October here in Houston as hopefully the Astros make another championship.
Mac, no I got to come find you. I'm going to take a picture. I got to have a picture for my scrapbook.
Come out and buy a mattress. You might get it free. Odds on.
There you go. Three locations in the Houston area, but we love you, Mac. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks, y'all. Barry, Nick, great to talk to you. Enjoy your show. You'll have a great day. Thank you.
There you go. Jim Mattress Mac McInvale. Don't think marketing ever rests. That man has got it down to a science.
And you know what? Here's what's the most amazing thing about that. If you could have any other businessman on and have that exact same phone call, and it would annoy people. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves this dude so much that it's just like, yeah, that's just Mac. We love that about him, and among the other millions of things that he does for this city.
You mentioned the fact that people now know who he is, but the crazy thing was on ESPN this morning on the crawl, it literally says, in quotes, Mattress Mac makes big bet on Astros.
It doesn't have to say his name.
No, not literally. Jim McInvale or anything like
Houston
that.
Houston furniture guy. Well, no, it's crazy.
And because of all the appearances and all the way he's done things throughout the years, people know him. So. Yeah. Good stuff right there from Mattress
the
Mac.
The mayor.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. He should win. He would win hands down.
Totally would.
All right, well, that's the first half of the show. We still got a second half to go, so that means 90 minutes on the clock when we come back. Lots more to get to. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call that number, text that number, or hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 975.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Real quick, I want to tell y'all, man, I'm super excited about Get Upside because they've gone through a little update on the app, and I was looking at it this morning, and not only is the app updated and has a little bit of a upgraded interface, things are a little easier to move around in, But I was doing, I always like to see what gets added and get upside. Well, you know, I was excited when they added Dunkin' Donuts, but now they've got Sonic. They've got Le Madelin is in there. Guys, they're growing and growing. If you haven't downloaded Get Upside, go do yourself a favor right now and put it on your phone. It's in your app store. It's all one word. It's called Get Upside. And when you install it and when you get it up and running, you're going to start getting cash back when you buy food through the app or when you buy gas through the app. And the numbers you can get are pretty astounding. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon at over 500 gas stations around the city and up to 35% cash back at hundreds, and I mean hundreds of restaurants around the city of Houston. And now they've got Sonic, and that's one of my favorites. They've got Popeyes. They've got Burger King. They've got Wendy's. They've got Le Madelin. They've got Dunkin' Donuts. There's so many choices. And I just had somebody, I think it was Jason Hebert, was just tweeting me about how he loves Get Upside, and he takes advantage of their referral program. So if you are a user, then I want you to remember this. And if you haven't signed up yet and you do so, remember, if you refer your friends and you get your own referral code, as they use it, you get more money. And I think it was Jason that was telling me he's got like $70-something in his Get Upside account now because of those referrals. Guys, this is basically free money. It's your money, but it's money you're getting back. So do yourself a favor right now. Go put Get Upside on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
Welcome back to the show as we've got 90 in the books. 90 still to go. Second half right now on ESPN 97.5. Great to have Mattress Mac if you missed it.
So good.
Now's the time I remind you. ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for the usual suspects at the top of the page. Catch up on what you missed. And if you missed Mattress Mac, he's hour number two.
Y'all think I'm playing. I'm going to find him on Friday.
Do we
and
do that in
get
2 seconds?
Get a picture with him.
He'll do it.
I do
in
love
2 seconds.
It. Like you said about the marketing, I love it though. I was like, "Hey, Mac, I'm gonna find you at the game. You can come by the get a mattress. Find me there."
He used to screw with me. Like I was always afraid. Lisa was like, "Let's go look at some furniture," and he'd screw with me because literally, when I say this, why he lives at 24 hours a day. In the old setup, he would sit behind the desk and he had like a CB radio microphone, and whenever he felt like it, just out of the blue. He'd be like, "Come on down to I-45 North Exit Tidwell Park. If you're in the living room section right now, I'm going to give you $25 off every recliner for the next 15 minutes. And I was like, you know, it's amazing that he does all these announcements live.
Mm-hmm.
And every damn time I'd have my hat on backwards, I'd be looking like a slob, but I just want to get in, get out, look at some furniture. And I'd walk in and he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, now at the front door, the best director of broadcasting, Houston Rockets, right now, Joe Blanket. If you come down to I-45 North Exit Tidwell Parker, he will be here for the next 20 minutes shopping furniture. You get." I'm like, "Mac, why are you doing this to me?" But he's always been so great to me. And his daughter is a Packer fan.
Oh.
And so he, like, when the Packers came here, he's like, "Hey, Joel, I know tickets are going to be tough. Do you want to go?" And I'd say, "Sure."
Wow.
And then he'd call me the week of the game, go, "How many do you need?" And I was like, "Well, you know, how much are they?" And he's like, "I asked how many you need."
Nice.
And then the next thing you know where the Pep band, they used to have the Texans band that used to be right next to the bench.
Yes,
on the field. And he goes, "I bought that out. The band, that they moved the band. I bought that out. I got all those tickets. So whatever you need, we got them for that game." And I'm like, "Are you kidding me?"
That
and literally,
great.
I got pictures. We sat on the field next to the bench in that band section to watch the Packers-Texans game.
That is outstanding.
Yeah, he takes care of people, does it right, man. He took people to the Super Bowl.
He's great, man.
Yeah, from the hurricane and everything like that.
Yeah.
People that were he made sure they went to the Super Bowl. They were in a suite. So he does it right.
Yeah, he does, man. Good dude,
yep,
for
good
sure.
Good dude right there.
A couple more texts from the text line, and then we'll move on to some football. But Buddy Munger here, it's not true. We were talking about shoe size. Remember, and I asked, are big hands and big feet, is that a real thing when it comes to, you know?
Yeah, I remember you were curious.
Buddy said, "Look, I've got a size 16 4E foot."
Dang, Sasquatch.
"But, you know, Barry, you being a long guy, you know nothing grows in the shade."
Because wow.
Buddy's a big dude. So apparently, a size 16 foot does not
equal... But not very well endowed?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, well, that's cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad we're shattering the stereotype here.
Shadowing and shattering,
yeah,
depending on the...
That true. Barry, did you ever get down to the bottom of the lawn intruder?
Yeah, tell us about that, because we had people asking. They were looking forward to it.
They were literally waiting on the first segment of the show. They were tweeting it. Yeah, so I got a call while we were on air from my HOA, and I ended up getting a response to my email where they basically owned up to the fact that we have vacant lots, and it was their lawn crew that assumed that that section of my yard was a separate lot, just like I thought, and that they went over there and started mowing it, thinking that they were just mowing another vacant lot in the neighborhood. And I was like, okay, so I sent pictures to her, and I was like, look, it's really, really bad. Like, this is the rest of my yard, and this is what your lawn people did. And she was like, I have sent this to our community manager. She's going to contact the company to discuss it. I don't know what that means. I don't know if they're going to buy me a pallet of grass to replace this debacle, this massacre of my lawn.
So it's not really an update because they haven't really given you the lowdown on how they're going to approach. Are they going to be accountable and
how
to pay up or not?
How they're going to make it right.
Yeah. They need to make you whole again.
I that's a great way to put it. Yes. Yeah. They make me, because right now I feel there's a part of
empty.
Me missing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of this. But every time I've gone out there and had to look at it, my
so
anger,
funny.
Oh God, my anger just completely.
It's like me whenever I call DirecTV. I can be calm and having the greatest day in the world, and I call them and I'm just like fired up.
Just even yesterday, driving home, I'm all listening to the radio, I'm on my street, and as soon as I got to my house, son of a bitch, I was angry. I had to go close the garage. I couldn't look at it. No, it just, oh.
If you see him cutting anybody's grass nearby, you're just going to mean mug him, like spit in his direction, but not on him. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, you need to
walk off.
I say this and then I don't mean it because I'm worried. If you literally find that guy,
I would have
it
words.
It could be ugly.
I would have words with the guy. I'm not even going to lie to you. I would have words with the guy.
Words?
Words?
I would have words.
I don't think
with
words
the guy.
Would be exchanged.
I don't, well, okay, I'm not going to throw a punch.
It's not totally. Yeah, you just might decapitate him with your shovel.
You'd be whacking. You'd be all over that.
I would certainly try to say enough mean things to make him want to punch me, and then I would have a reason to fight the guy. That would be my MO going into that conversation. Yeah. We'll find out. So I'm waiting to hear back from the community manager now. That's where we're at. That's the latest.
Okay, so there's your latest update on Lawn Talk.
As I cry.
So does that cover us for Lawn Talk for today?
It does cover us. I did want to read this text about Papa John's because we talked about that. You know, some of these texts come in a little late. I work for Papa John's. It's a madhouse. Just donate to the family. We can't handle the orders. You might not get your pizza. It might be cold. Everybody was upset yesterday, from customers to employees, and it bummed me out because that wasn't the idea of the fundraiser, and I feel the spirit has been lost. Please just donate to the family directly, a man on the inside. Here's the thing, though. I think what you're seeing is man on the inside. I'm buying a pizza tonight from Papa John's. I'm ordering.
Yeah, me too.
I'm probably not even going to eat it.
Yeah, because it's probably going to take forever to get there, right?
Yeah, and I've been doing good on my diet, but what I want to do is I want to support Papa John's for doing this. And support the family at the same time, because I think what Papa John's is doing is outstanding. The people you're hearing from, don't worry about those jerks. Don't worry about those dicks. They're the 20%. It's the 80-20 rule, right? 80% of your complaints are going to come from 20% of your customers. I assure you, man on the inside, not all of us are upset that our pizzas came late and that they were cold. Or that they will come late, or that they may not.
Kind of like,
we don't care, man. We're just, as a city, we're trying to help each other.
It's the principle behind it. Most people are ordering, and they understand it. They could care less about the pizza itself. You're right. It's the principle behind doing something for the betterment of the community, the family, and coming together in the face of tragedy like this.
And I guarantee you that those people that are like, where's my pizza? I'm so angry right now.
Oh, we'll punch them in the throat if
I
saw.
No, I guarantee you that they don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
I would be willing to bet you that they're just a regular customer that's just like, you know, it's Tammy in accounting, and she's just like, I think I want pizza tonight because my diabetes is down, so I can have a slice. And then she orders it, and then they're like, ma'am, it's late. And she's like, what? This is despicable. And then she finds out and feels like a jerk because she is. But I guarantee you that the people that are complaining probably don't know.
It's got to be annoying for all the people taking the phone call orders as opposed to online. 2-3 hour 8. Why? Well, you've been living under a rock, and if you haven't been watching TV lately, someone passed away that was very important to our community.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's got to be a grueling process, but it is what it is.
It would suck, but hey, you know what? Don't not do it.
Did y'all see any of the funeral?
today? Portion of it. My mom was watching it this morning.
Every single story and every the one female that was speaking said that they had never met until Deputy Goforth's funeral. Mm-hmm. And then he encouraged her to help him to get involved, to help the community do other things, and then kept encouraging her because she didn't like to speak in front of people. And he's like, you've got to help me speak in front of these people. And all the time, she didn't realize he was positioning it, and obviously to help the people and the cause, but he was also building up her confidence to speak in front of people.
Really?
And she said, and now here I am today speaking in front of a bigger crowd than I've ever spoken to at any time in my life.
Wow.
And just started highlighting all the ways he's helped people. And this dude, not just gone too soon, but man, what a great guy. What a tragedy to hear that his life was taken like that. It's just awful.
It's very sad.
Yep.
God, man. I don't know. It's terrible. Somebody on the text line said, how are you guys going to watch the Astros since it's on FS1 and DirecTV and Dish dropped Fox? Well, first of all, I have U-verse. Second of all, we're going to the game.
Yeah.
Third, yeah, I don't know why they dropped Fox, but, you know, there's always bootleg.
I don't know.
If you have a Fire Stick or something like that.
Wait, maybe. I would not know what you're talking about.
Did they say it's not on DirecTV?
Yeah, Fox is no longer on DirecTV.
The FS1 channel? I found it last... Oh, no, it was on TBS last night.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I might have some technology to beat that. All right. Hour number two rolls on. Still plenty more show to go. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. HR and P Lister line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN, 975.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Wrapping up hour number two, three-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Way back Wednesday, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Outstanding.
Okay, yeah, pretty good.
So, appreciate everybody hanging with us here. We've got some stuff coming up, including the fact that the new NBA 2K20.
Yep.
Is around the
corner.
We are
going to have a giveaway next hour.
We have some Skeeters. Did we do the Skeeters?
We did Skeeters. Yeah, we did Skeeters. Cool. And then we'll have some NBA 2K20 to give away.
I don't know if we're giving it away, Bear.
Or we're not? We're talking about it? What are we doing?
Telling people how to get it.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll have a giveaway.
That's because Barry took it already. He went to Courtney.
I was just reading the doc, and it says giveaway.
He hasn't built that relationship. It used to be Michelle. Now it's Courtney. He hasn't built that relationship with Courtney.
All I'm going to say is, if it's not a giveaway, I better screenshot it before he changes it. But go look at the doc. What does that say, Joel?
Giveaway.
So if I said it wrong, y'all have to blame Nicholas.
So Barry magically changed a copy.
Nope.
And I already stole the game from Courtney. Courtney, check your drawer right now.
Don't make me pull up the history of editing this doc and show you.
There's an asterisk. It says, get it before you can win it, asterisk. And at the bottom of the asterisk says, catch Barry before he gets to his car, otherwise it's gone.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
We can't talk.
By the way, just to clean it up, a couple of people were saying, I think Fox is no longer on Dish.
Yeah, DirecTV. I thought I watched the game the other night on
So
on
whoever
FS1.
Texted that it was off of both was incorrect.
I think I watched a college football game on FS1 the other night.
Somebody wanted to know, when did they announce MVP, Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, and all that? That's a good question. I haven't looked that up. I forget when exactly they announced it.
And they always change it. Like, the NBA used to do it during the playoffs. Now they do that stupid award show. And I don't know, I would think in baseball they wait till after the year, but maybe as the playoffs get deeper, I remember that they have the winners get their awards at some of the playoff games.
I think it's at the end of
the year? Maybe.
I think.
Because if you're Major League Baseball and you do it at the end of the year, you're stupid. You want to capitalize on when you're hot. Right now you cannot be any hotter than the start of the playoffs. And I would say normally what I remember them doing was having the award given away prior to one of the games in, like, the championship series or something like that in the World Series.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was trying to look it up. I can find that at a break. I wanted to say that it was sometime in October or early November.
Okay.
So that'll be coming up pretty soon, I would imagine. By the way, somebody texted who works at Domino's and said, look, I'm a Domino's man. We ordered Papa John's last night. And I don't know if they worked at Domino's, but it says I'm a Domino's man, I assumed. But it says, I'm a Domino's man. We ordered Papa John's last night just to have it sit on the counter. We didn't care about the time. It was the point of ordering it. And that's exactly what I'm saying. I think most people believe that.
That's the way you should look at this.
And I don't know what this one is, but somebody put, oh, here's Tough Barry Badass. I love that. I love
that's it. How they led with that.
Yeah,
because Nick, how did you have time to text?
Yeah, exactly. My bad.
Dang it.
Yeah, that was the whole text. Oh, here's Tough Barry Badass. Yeah, that was the point. Person hiding behind a anonymous text message. That was absolutely the point.
It's not really anonymous. We could play that number.
I mean, yeah. You want me to read you the number?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want it? All right, hold on. Let me go find it.
Well, then let me get old boy here. That's always trying to ride me without a saddle. That's always trying to say stuff. Now he's trying to say
you got
to
do this on your own. Every time I bring up something to bitch about, see, now you want to ride?
Ride what? Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Ride my wave. I'm over here trying to call people out that have the number 713-569. I'm not.
You forget that I already called this guy out earlier. Yeah, that's why he's still responding, because now he claims he has a hot wife, but his only problem is that his golf time's been cut down. Kiss my ass, because I don't care. And if you don't know the difference between a bit and real life, then you know what?
Is this the one where you found out like his Facebook and everything because you put his number in Facebook?
No. Barry taught me how to do
that. Barry taught you that trick.
But I didn't have to do that for this one. But yeah.
Somebody had a good suggestion. Barry, why don't you do a Barry on Sports with Mattress Mac from his store?
Not bad.
Not a bad idea.
Very good idea. By the way, Ken Hoffman said he watched this week. He goes, I saw you on TV.
Oh, good.
I was like, yeah, Ken. He was like, yeah, you did good.
I was just listening.
Yeah, but he sounded... See?
Now inside joke. That's my bad. That's my bad.
I love it.
Can of worms is open.
That's my bad.
What do you mean you were just listening?
I was just listening. Nicholas, I heard your voice.
It's 11:30 at night.
From TV.
What perhaps were you doing where the TV was on in the background and you were just listening?
I'm just saying I've got good speakers on my TV. That's all I'm saying. And I can hear from anywhere in the house.
Did you cringe?
Anywhere in the house.
Can you hear from the bed?
Did you get the scared turtle when you heard the voice?
The couch?
Floor, the bathroom.
The tub?
The tub?
You don't ever...
You banging the tub?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Really?
Yeah, that's why we got a big ass tub.
Oh, mine's just so small, like it ain't even.
Oh, really?
It could barely fit my big ass.
We didn't get the Jets. It's like a standalone one of those, not a claw foot, but kind of like that. Yeah. It's a modern version of that.
I don't like those.
You don't?
No. I don't like the way they look, and I don't know that they're... Did you get the extra supersized?
I mean, it's enough.
Okay.
You've never done it in the tub, Nick?
I think I have. I have, but not in my
tub.
Are you a
shower guy?
Like a hotel.
Are you more of a
absolutely
shower?
Would do it in the shower. You wouldn't?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I'm just saying, like, the tub doesn't seem like a place that would be off limits
my
for you.
My personal tub. Like, hotel tubs, yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Here goes germaphobe on the
me?
Hotel tubs.
You out there? First of all, I wouldn't even take a bath in a hotel.
Let me show you a picture of the tub.
Project.
Let me show you a picture of the tub in the hotel in Los Angeles that I stayed in.
No. You know how much still nasty naked ass has been in that tub, and you're rolling around.
They
on
clean it?
It. It doesn't matter, man. I would have to put cellophane over my booty. There's no way that I would put my naked butt in a nasty ass hotel tub.
I
would need a body condom. You are out of your mind. You and Jessica Biel have herpes and hepatitis
That's
C
not
now.
True.
Because
That's
not you're
true.
Out here sexing in hotel tubs.
Wait, so what's the point? No one uses them? Like everybody listening
no
right
one
now,
should
if you're in a hotel
them.
Right now, you're not going to use a tub?
No, they're disgusting.
It's not true.
Stand up shower, all you got to worry about, bottom of the feet. That's the only thing touching. The rest of your body, nice and clean. You get out, rub alcohol
well, that's
on
why
the bottom of
that's
your
why Joel's feet
look
all messed up, because it only affects the bottom of his feet.
I
don't know why I did that. That was unnecessary. My bad.
Joel's over here just Cadillacing, not getting involved. And
I'm
there
just
you go.
Letting y'all have your moment. Go at it, and all of a sudden, I just catch friendly fire. Pow!
Well, let me throw a hypothetical out there. Honeymoon. Foreign tub. Not using it?
No.
What?
No.
Everybody on their honeymoon was using the tub in the hotel.
First
it's a honeymoon.
Of all, we got married in the drive-thru.
I forgot about that. Way. I forgot
you
about
really
that.
Think we've got the honeymoon suite?
They didn't have a tub in the drive-thru?
No, you got fries with that.
I mean, you really think we got a honeymoon suite with a heart-shaped tub?
Yeah.
By the way, do you know the amount of What's the right way to put this?
Fungus?
No.
Instead of fungus?
Yeah. You know. Fluids that have been in that tub. And you're out there bathing in it and then sexing in it. That's disgusting, bro. Would you have sex in a hot tub?
Probably not.
Then why would you do it in a pool?
But a hot tub, usually that's like a public area, though, usually, right?
What the hell do you think a hotel tub is?
That's not public. That's private in your hotel room.
Hey, do you
know how many people have been in that tub?
Yeah, but no one sees you.
So the difference is whether you... Yeah, and so they probably do dirty.
Am I that weird? Am I the only one that
wants...
Yes.
Nick, you know what else no one else
Courtney,
sees? A cleaning lady scrubbing a tub.
Courtney, can you hear me right there?
No,
I'm not.
I should already answer the question, and we're not going to reveal it on the air.
Okay. Yeah. All right, fine.
Okay, she won't. She would not.
You wouldn't do it, or you're saying you won't answer the question?
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't do it.
Okay, see? It's disgusting, right? Joel, would you have sex in a hotel tub?
Depends.
See?
What?
Yeah.
Joel would.
Depends on what? The hotel?
The situation.
I mean, the Houstonian, I'd probably have sex in one of their
hotels.
Houstonian,
you could have dinner on it.
Courtyard downtown, probably. But outside of that, there's no way. Dude, and you've seen the hotels Nick stays at. He couldn't.
When they leave the light on for him,
he's probably a risky proposition.
I'm not doing it at Motel 6.
Yeah, bro, you're so cheap. You stay at Motel 5. Don't even try.
Is there one? Because what's the discount on that?
I don't go to Super 8. That's too many numbers. I got to stay until Motel 6 or 5. Get out of here, nasty. Oh, God.
I feel like someone in the text line is going to get my back.
You having sex in a hotel room? That's probably why you got your
horn.
They're
not going to touch your back after you've been in that
tub.
That's
probably what that is. That horn, that's probably some disease you got from a hotel.
I got it from a tub? No, that's not true.
That's what you get. That's
not true. Dude, he's not scuba diving in the tub to get his head into
it. You don't know what they're doing.
That's very true.
Why was your head down?
Oh, my God. Face down. We better go to break.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. 2 hours in the books. 1 hour still to go. 60 minutes on the clock. It's the remaining portion of the show. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.